Good day, this is Paige Estrotori, delivering your daily financial services news wrap, courtesy of Financial Services Online, your gateway to all things insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. We'll start today with an innovative stride forward for digital services in financial advisory. On the forefront is MyQ Private Wealth, teaming up with the homegrown fintech, Yodel. Together, they're launching a digital estate planning platform, which has recently completed a triumphant 6-month trial. This digital revolution in estate management will first roll out for clients in Queensland, Western Australia, Canberra, and regional New South Wales. CEO Liam Brown emphasizes how the platform is primed to streamline wealth distribution, manage risks, and bolster their growth while simultaneously enhancing client service. This move signifies a substantial shift towards comprehensive digital solutions in the industry. The positive client response only affirms its potential for further expansion. Moving on to regulatory matters, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, commonly known as ASIC, has flagged the need for greater scrutiny of underperforming superannuation choice products. Although no compulsory actions are being dictated to trustees, ASIC maintains that they, along with advisors, have a critical role to play in evaluating these products using independent research ratings. ASIC Commissioner Alan Kirkland emphasized the risks associated with reliance solely on external ratings, advocating for a more robust framework of governance and transparency. Advisors are urged to factor in persistent underperformance with caution, and licensees to establish strict monitoring mechanisms for effective communications to secure members' interests. Pivoting to the currency market, we've seen the Australian dollar slip to a 6-month low due to evolving global economic conditions. The strong US dollar, hyped by the rising DXY index, has been exerting considerable pressure. Forecasts for the near future are resonating with the economic landscape of 2018, with the likelihood of an impending slowdown in growth and inflation by 2025. The predictions for the Australian dollar are divided. Some analysts predict a likely stabilization and rebound, while others express concern over stagflationary pressures and the implications of sustained high USD levels on the global market. Lastly, we venture into a bit of crime news that underlines a pertinent issue in the insurance industry. A female bakery owner in Spencer Park, Albany, Western Australia, finds herself amidst allegations of insurance fraud. Accused of intentionally setting her bakery alight on October 12th, she attempted to claim up to $2.7 million in damages and business interruption. The case continues to unfold under intense legal and public scrutiny, illustrating the ongoing nationwide issue of insurance fraud and emphasizing the vital need for rigorous claim verification within the sector. And that concludes your update this December 5th, 2024, bringing you the most relevant news in finance at home on Financial Services Online. For a deeper dive into these stories and more, visit us at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Here's to keeping your finances in the front line. Stay informed, everyone.